Natalie and Matthias, and we welcome you to our conversations with B2B ecosystems experts and platform founders. Our goal here is to uncover what they learned and help you launch and scale platforms, marketplaces, and business ecosystems.
Welcome to a new episode of Platforms for Future, our podcast where we explore the future of platforms and ecosystems. And with me is my lovely co-host, Natalie. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Matthias. I'm very glad to be here.
Great. And today, Natalie, we want to talk about blockchain, the hype technology, and we want to go into the details about the past, the present, and the future of blockchain, and what it means for the future of ecosystems and platforms. And for this conversation, we invited Thomas Müller. Thomas is co-founder and CEO of Evan Network, a leading blockchain platform in Europe. Hi, Thomas. Welcome to our show.
Hi, Matthias, and hi, Natalie.
So let's go straight into the conversation. And Thomas, please, can you give a short intro about yourself and also about Evan to our audience?
Yeah, sure. I can do this. Thanks a lot for inviting me to your podcast today. My name is Thomas. I'm the CEO, co-founder of Evan. A long time in the digital business. So I'm 44 years old, and we founded the Evan GmbH in 2018. And so the Evan GmbH is a tech startup located in Germany. And our aim is to empower especially manufacturing companies to nurture the trustful digital partner networks they have in a world where trust is really needed. Trustful conversation, trustful digital conversation is really needed. And on the other side, trust is in a great trouble today. So we built the Evan Network over the last 3 years as an enterprise blockchain infrastructure. That's why I really know something about blockchain. And this blockchain infrastructure is dedicated to corporate solutions for the economy of things. We are a team of 20 at the moment, mostly developers, consultants. So we are really tech focused, but have a lot of industry experience because we are engaged with a lot of clients which use such services. That's why today, we want to talk about, especially about how to use blockchain in some business scenarios.
And so also for our listeners, so that they better understand what Evan is. So is Evan then a blockchain infrastructure provider I can use and use the network? Or what is really the use case a typical company can use and leverage your network for?
Yeah, Evan is an infrastructure provider, but it's complicated always with blockchain. So it's not really the provider of the operator of the infrastructure, because Evan Network is a blockchain. So it's operated by dedicated organization, a legal neutral organization, which consists of all the node operators of the network. So the Evan GmbH, which is the company behind the Evan Network, builds the technical solution on top of an existing infrastructure, or on top of an existing blockchain technology. This is the Ethereum technology. We build all the enterprise features. I think we can talk about them later on. And we initiated this governance organization, or this governance structure as an Evan Network organization, which operates the network. And so we can ensure that the network is really neutral and operated independent from us and independent from any single operator, which is typical for necessary for decentralized networks. And therefore, yes, we are the initiator of the Evan Network, the provider of the technical infrastructure, but not the operator of the network. This is really important, I think.
And I also remember my time when I was at T-System 3-4 years ago, when I started and helped T-System to build a blockchain solution center. That blockchain at this point in time was really a hype technology. So there's a lot of hype around Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, and the different technologies, Ethereum, Hyperledger, blah, blah, blah. You also named Ethereum so far. So there was a lot of hype and everybody said, hey, blockchain can really disrupt the platform economy. So there's platforms or centralized ecosystems or centralized business models, and blockchain with this completely decentralized approach can disrupt also the platform economy. So maybe you can help us to better understand what happened since this hype. So what happened in the last 2-3 years with blockchain? So of course we know about Corona as a top big topic right now, but what also happened to blockchain?
Yeah. Yes, this 2017, 2018, and still the beginning of 2019 was really crazy times. Nobody knows, especially in the business, nobody knows really what blockchain is, but everyone thought that it will definitely change the world and in all aspects. Yeah, this was true. Yeah. And I think this is always the same with new technologies. At the end, the technology itself will change nothing. Only technologies which comes along with concrete benefits for users, for businesses, that kind of technology will have the potential to change the world. And yeah, it's the same with blockchain. As today we see, there is again a new Bitcoin high and a very hype around this blockchain, this kind of blockchain for especially the financial things. This is not what we are focused to. So we are always focused to the enterprise part of blockchain. And I think the hype in this aspect is over. We are at the moment more in the valley of disillusion. So we get always the question, why do I need blockchain? I can do this with other things. And the interesting thing, and this is a development which was a positive from my point of view development over the last years, is that there were a lot of use cases where blockchain solutions were built for, which doesn't make sense for blockchain. Internal company, internal things where you can use a database and you have much more benefits by using database technology than blockchain. But there were solutions built with blockchain because blockchain was that hype topic. Today, we see that there are some, from my point of view, interesting developments. Blockchain in the enterprise sector is used in cases where companies want to improve their collaboration with business partners. And they have the problem that business partners, especially across multiple tiers, don't trust each other. And they need technologies to share data, to prove the authenticity of data and build business cases in a collaborative way with business partners, improve their interaction. And therefore, blockchain technology is used today. And we see also in the technology, on the technology side, that the developments which focus to fulfilling these needs are also very, very highly in the focus. So especially all around digital identities, a topic which is tightly coupled to blockchain, is in a very strong focus. We see some interesting initiatives in Europe where digital identity things are came up and will be built by different nations, and also the EU supports this initiatives. And on the other side, things which are really hyped in 2018, things like smart contracts, for instance. Nobody talks about smart contracts today because they do not really bring at the moment the value an enterprise needs. So we see all the things around digital identities, all the things around sharing information, trust are really relevant, and with the enterprise focus are the things which are really needed and which are used in concrete scenarios, and other things are not any longer in the focus at the moment. And this is what I think happens with blockchain. It becomes a commodity, is like a database. You use this technology, and the focus came more to things what you can do with blockchain to build business benefits with them. Yeah.
Sounds to me like this evolution you're talking about is coherent and feeding also the move from the platform play towards ecosystems plays, and then the whole ecosystems economy upcoming. Companies can build a platform to orchestrate a customer journey, for example. But then you can imagine also, when you're talking about ecosystems, several players, whether they are partners or even competitors, creating a platform to orchestrate an ecosystem. And in that setup, the platform will have several roles. Whether it's governance, whether it's you talked about trust, etc. So, can you tell us a bit more how maybe a blockchain enables or supports this kind of evolution in the business models?
I can do this. I think, the thing with platform, I think platform are really good things. I think the question is not blockchain will replace platforms, because platforms, from my point of view, platforms today combine functionality and data. And this is the problem maybe, because when you want to build an solution where companies cooperate across multiple tiers, across various industries and so on, then a platform which supports such complex collaboration scenarios, especially in B2B, will aggregate so much data and will get so powerful that nobody wants to have such platforms. And that's why platforms, especially in B2B business, are mostly used to improve some processes, some functionality. Yeah? And if you want to improve a specific business process, find, for instance, new suppliers, or wants to solve your transportation thing, makes it more digital, then you use a platform for transportation jobs or whatever. But when you want to integrate, or when you want to build a digital business and not only digitize your processes, then you need to integrate your business partners more tightly to your business. And for me, this ecosystem thing is often coupled with the sharing economy topic, and this sounds like the next fancy stuff, but when you look to the reality, then the sharing of resources, you will find shared resources and sharing cases all around the world. When a machine, for instance, is rented and used by different businesses, this is a shared resource. When a supplier cooperates with different manufacturers, the supplier is a shared resource. When a craftsman, for instance, who installs and maintains heating equipment from various manufacturers, this craftsman is a shared resource. And if you want to integrate such shared resources, which cooperates with different partners, into a digital business process, from my point of view, a platform is not enough to do this, because there is no such an all over platform. So every shared resource needs to be digitized and digital available, and then really cooperative ecosystems where such shared resources cooperate with each other in various situations, in various scenarios. This is what you can build based on, or with help of, blockchain technology. And I think this is what I mean with trust ecosystems. And this is, from my point of view, another thing than platforms, which provides single services for different scenarios. Yeah.
Yeah, when we talk about ecosystems, we also say ecosystems are a sum of multiple use cases. So a platform maybe only provides one or two specific use cases, but ecosystems are providing more use cases under one umbrella. And I really liked your point with a platform combines functionality and data. And when we now talk about the next evolution, like ecosystems, this would mean the functionality part becomes bigger and bigger. So not only one or two use cases, but 3, 4, 5, 10. And then the data part becomes more and more critical and maybe is for a platform a limitation point to grow. And so blockchain could help them to build trust and enable data sharing without the limitations of a platform. So really enabling those kind of ecosystems of multiple use cases. So I really, really like your point. And how do you see also, let's say, the future of blockchain? And can you maybe share some one or two concrete examples where you are working on such ecosystems and how they are, how do they look right now, and how do they provide better values compared to, let's say, existing platforms?
Yeah, sure. I try to do this. It's a really a complicated environment because there is so much of change in all aspects involved in the ecosystem idea or an ecosystem concept. You have change of technology, platforms versus decentralized solutions. You have change of processes, kind of cooperation, how I interact with my business partners. This is what, in what's behind concepts like co-opetition, for instance. Yeah, this is a new business model, completely independent from technology. And you have changes in how you build such structures, governance models, stakeholder economy, and so on. All this is this are aspects of the same vision, another kind of a cooperation. So I try to focus at the moment to the more technology part, to the blockchain part. And what we see there is a very focus to the kind of enabling the foundation for a digital cooperation. This is all the things around the digital identities. Digital identities mean that every company in a B2B or in a business environment, every company has a digital representation and can equip this representation with data. And this data can be shared with business partners. And this data, and this is a very important point, can be made trustworthy by being verified by trust providers. So I think this is a very critical point. There is a digital world, there is a real world, and you have to bring trust from the real world. This is really a company which have different certifications, different capabilities, whatever. You have to bring this real world trust to the digital world. And this is a thing which you can build based on blockchain technology without the use, an central intermediary. This is what many companies do today. They build such foundational infrastructures for providing digital identities for companies, digital trusted data, and share this data between each other. And then you can use this infrastructure to build business relationships across multiple partner structures, multiple tiers, and these are the examples. Then, for instance, to prove your supply chain. Yeah, you say you have the, there are some regulations, especially in Europe, which force the companies to bring more transparency to their multi-tier supply chain. And this is what you can do with such a kind of trust infrastructure to connect the suppliers across multiple tiers and connect them in a way that you can make the data which is relevant for the production process of a specific good in the textile sector, for instance, or also in the mechanical engineering sector. You can combine data from the suppliers with the produced good, and then you can prove the compliance of this product. This is what we in reality do by using such blockchain and digital identity technology. Other examples are in the sharing economy. I already mentioned that machines are shared between different companies, and the machines get a digital representation. The companies get the digital identity, and then they can interact directly in a digital transaction with the machine, book the machine, prove the availability of a machine of a specific resource, and so on. Yeah. These are examples, small use cases, which can be built based on such an, trust layer. But the creation of the trust layer is very important thing.
My understanding, that, platforms are a business model. When I'm saying platform, I'm not just talking about the app or the technological part. And it covers in the business model. It also covers the governance, the flows of data, the information, etc. And that's how I feel that blockchain can be a really an enabler for this. When we're thinking of, for example, TradeLens, which is a platform in the maritime supply chain, here we're not on the share. We're not talking about the sharing economy. We're talking about orchestrating an ecosystem around a journey, around a maritime journey, and sharing data and enabling that ecosystem, be it competition or not, because some of the bigger maritime players like Maersk and CMA and are contributing into it. So, to me, it really feels that platforms and blockchain are not opposed, but rather very complementary, because in the platform model, blockchain will really enable some of those elements.
Yeah, definitely. In a traditional platform, when I as a human use a platform, I do this in a manual way. I log in and I use some services and use the platform services. And with help of blockchains, digital identity technology, I can do the same in a completely digital way. So I have my representation of my company in a digital way, and I can use various platforms, various services with this digital identity and share different data across the different platforms. So with the one platform, I share, for instance, logistics information, TradeLens, whatever. With another in a platform service, a platform product, I share, for instance, information which I need to prove the compliance of my supply chain. And with a third platform where I interact with the same companies, I create some product services which I can offer to my customers in a more integrated way, for instance. So I think platforms will be there and offer a functionality, and you can use these platforms based on digital identities, trusted data, and the platform can consume this data, which is kept in a decentralized way, and they can also produce data, which then is aggregated or it's combined to this digital identity of a product or a company, and the ownership of the data, the to make the data trustworthy, where they come from, do they really belong to the company they claims to have this data. This is done by the blockchain technology, or this is secured by blockchain technology in a trust ecosystem. And in my point of view, platforms provide services which consume and produce data, but do not really need to aggregate, analyze, and own this data. I think this is the difference we hopefully will see in the future, because from my point of view, it's the only way to combine both things, innovative platform services, which needs to become from technology focused companies, startups, and so on, And the question of data and process ownership, which shall be at the side of the companies, of the individual companies, and not at the side of the platform owner.
You mentioned earlier the trust element and the neutrality also of the event network organization. Can you maybe give an example of where you can enable blockchain, can enable competitors to work together?
Yes, this was one of our learnings we had over the last years. As we started our business, we thought that the members of the blockchain, so the operators of the blockchain, needs to be the users of the services or the ones who provide the services on the platform. And I think this must not be the case. So you can differentiate between an governance organization, a governance structure for a business functionality, for instance, this trade line thing in the logistics sector, or the cooperation of companies who share machines between each other, and they have an business focus, and they need an governance structure where they talk about how to share machines, how to describe the machines which needs to be shared, and so on. And then they have to decide on which technology they build such a solution. And then they can say, okay, I use a traditional centralized platform. Then there is the question, okay, who operates this platform and so on. And therefore we need a neutral technology platform, and they can be part of operating this technology platform. Or they say, okay, there is a neutral technology platform operated by others, but it's clear that the technology platform is neutrally operated by their structure. So this technology operation and the business operation can be different responsibilities. But it needs to be ensured that both sides are really neutral. Not you cannot build a neutral governance structure, neutral system, and then use a centralized platform which is operated by one of the members. Then yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, I think this is one of the fear, maybe is a big word, but one of the worries also of some users of TradeLens, because initially it's built by IBM and then one big maritime player, and then that's also why probably they're onboarding other maritime players to make it less, property of one.
Yeah, I often heard this, and I do not want to comment this really, because it has always the touch that I say, okay, we bash against other blockchain solutions. That's not the case, but a blockchain solution needs to be a really decentralized solution needs open structures. And in many of the blockchain solutions you find in the market, especially the bigger ones, this is not an open structure. This is a traditional approach, which was built by using a new technology. But anyhow, it's always the same.
You maybe can't say it, but I can, because I heard it from various customers. It only engages my opinion.
Yeah, I agree on that. Yeah, it's the case. Yeah.
So listening to you, it's also giving me some good learnings about the three main parts for those kinds of co-creations. First is you need to come together and bring the people together to around a shared use case. Identifying enough benefits to join this. Yeah. To join this group. Second is to discuss the governance. And third would be then the technology and the technology solution behind. And so when you approach companies and convince them to join the Evan network? How do you do this? What is your approach to convince them? Or do they come to you and say, hey, we looked around, but we have not found the right, let's say, centralized solution. Now we need to look for decentralized solutions. So how do you find the right partners to join the Evan network?
This is also a very interesting question, and we learned a lot in this aspects. In the first years, so 2018, 2019, where we have a completely technology driven focus, our approach was, and it is still our approach, to cooperate with companies who are able to build projects or build software, build solutions for businesses using the technology we want to operate with them. But it's because this, I already mentioned this, it's not the case that you build technology or use the technology, build a solution, and then the solution is ready and improves all the things you have. You need to integrate so many aspects, how to cooperate with your partners, to bring benefits out of this cooperative solution you want to build. And therefore, we think, and this is our approach, we say, okay, we need a very strong business sponsor who has the vision of, we need a trust ecosystem, or we can improve our business when we better cooperate with our partners. And it only makes sense to cooperate with companies who understand that, because otherwise, it's a too long way to generate benefit. So, and when you understand this, that you say, okay, I need to improve the cooperation with my business partners, I need to better utilize this sharing economy things and so on, then we try to slice the big problem into smaller parts and start with things where, when you look at this only one slice, the first step, then you say, okay, you can do this also by using a database, traditional system, but you do this by using blockchain technology and create a foundational infrastructure step by step. A concrete example, when we talk about with customers about supply chain transparency, for instance, then the vision is that we have, we establish a network across all the tiers in a textile supply chain. This is what we do with one of our customers. And the starting point is to invite the first tier suppliers, share the information to prove the sustainability certification and so on with the first tier suppliers, convince them that they convince and force them, this is also a contract thing, to invite their second tier suppliers, that the second tier suppliers share the information with the first tier supplier, and then the first tier supplier can provide this information to the manufacturer and so on. So we build this network of partners step by step and ensure that all the partners involved in such a multi-tier cooperation have benefits from this technology solution. And we focus by realizing this vision step by step to concrete business benefits. Then we do not talk with the suppliers about blockchain. It's completely, blockchain is completely transparent in that such situations. We talk about the business benefits, what improves your cooperation when you use this tool to share your certification, your compliance data with your manufacturer. And this is really important to build a vision with the customers or the one customer who has this vision in mind, and then go step by step to realize this vision and then focus to solve business problems, because otherwise you will not get any traction in the solution.
So at the beginning, you mentioned that that it requires a big sponsor with a big vision in mind. So when you look at all of your projects with, let's say, many of those bigger sponsors, what do they have in common? How do they get their vision? How do they understand what is required? And why do they say, hey, blockchain and maybe Avon Network and such a decentralized approach is much better? It's a much better approach versus a platform, a centralized approach. How do they come to this kind of vision and then convince the other ones?
The same thing which all the partners, customers we have on our infrastructure is that they know that they can improve their own business. Yeah, and we talk about capitalism. It's always a matter of their own business. They can improve their own business when they better utilize their shared resources, their suppliers, their business partners, their customers, whatever. And to do this, it's not possible to only have the thing in mind that I need data from you, but you always have to say, okay, how can I, or what needs to be happened that my business partner, my supplier shares this data with me. So I help my business partner or I provide them. And this is the conversation at the eye level. Yeah. I try to find out what's good for me and good for the business partner. And in the supply chain case, for instance, it's to build a solution where the business partner can easily share this data with which I need from the business partner with me, but the business partner the business partner uses a system, not my system as a manufacturer. It uses a neutral system because then the business partner, the supplier, has the possibility to share this data also with its other customers. And then the processes of the business partner, of the supplier, are also optimized. But I do this not to help my business partner. I do this to improve my own business. But I can only improve my business if I think about how I can motivate the others to join and to do this. And this is the common thing, the perspective which I need to improve, to build a digital business is not only what is necessary for me, but what is necessary that the ecosystem comes together and really utilizes that what I want to have. And this is what I mean with a much broader vision than only, okay, I need this tool and I need to improve this process and therefore the supplier has to provide this data to me. No, I have to ask the question, how can I help my supplier to provide the data for me and maybe for others? And this is the concept in very, very compressed format. What's behind the cooperation? So I have to think about how can I cooperate with the others and compete for the best possible service for my customers.
When we're talking about business benefit and the benefit of different stakeholders in ecosystems, one of the elements that come to mind is sustainability. Can you tell us a little bit about how blockchain can help or support some sustainability benefits, or is it through more transparency? Is it through more efficient sharing of data?
To be honest, a blockchain will not help to improve sustainability because sustainability is not a technology question, and this is the same thing for almost all the blockchain hyped things. What blockchain can change and blockchain can do, but what blockchain really can do, and this is a prerequisite to improve sustainability, is that blockchain can help to provide a transparency for specific questions. For instance, what kind of social standards my business partners have, without forcing to bring a complete transparency into the cooperation network. So I can say, okay, I cooperate with a business partner and this business partner is certified for a specific social or environmental standard. And I can prove this to my customer, for instance, or to an authority without disclosing all the things about all my business partners. And this is this a partial disclosure of data is, from my point of view, a really necessary prerequisite to bring transparency for specific questions, sustainability, for instance, into such supplier networks. And the other thing what blockchain can do is to combine data with a product. Today, we have a product and there is data about the product in various systems from the different vendors, the owners, and so on. And you need to aggregate the important data to bring the cradle-to-cradle thing into the reality. That I, for instance, in the real estate sector, I have a building, and after 20 years, I want to know which material is in this building. So I do not know which was the construction company which builds the building. The construction company has all the data, and this is the reality today. So there is nothing about the building available in a digital format. And blockchain can decouple the construction or the creation companies from the product, the manufacturing companies from the product. So you can combine, you can provide a digital representation for a specific resource and aggregate or combine this with the required data. And this object, this product, this building, for instance, has a digital life, and you can aggregate data which is independent from a system and independent from the ownership of the producing companies. And this is necessary. These both things, transparency, trusted data, exchange of trusted data, and to combine data with a product and give the product a life outside the system of the manufacturer. This is the important thing, and this can be used to improve the sustainability thing.
So it's coming to three major benefits of blockchain. So in the past, I always thought about cryptocurrencies and how can I benefit from Bitcoin. But listening to you, it clearly shows me that we have three major benefits right now with blockchain. So the transparency part, the data exchange, and the recording, the lifelong recording of data detached to an object or to a building or whatever. So, and all three together enable other business models and other use cases. So it's really a good learning from this podcast. Maybe coming to the end of our podcast, of course, we could extend our conversations for many more hours, and maybe we can have another conversation in 1 or 2 years. And again, do a kind of a recap what happened in the last 2 years with blockchain and what comes next, etc. So maybe coming to a last question, we all always ask our guests. So you as a leader, as an executive of the Avid Network, what would be an important lesson you would like to share with other leaders, with other executives?
Yeah, I think the most important advice I want to provide to other leaders is to think about when you think about platforms, then really think about what do you want to achieve? Do you want to improve your processes? Do you want to improve your services? Then the traditional usage of platform or providing own platform is maybe the right choice. Or do you want to improve your business by bringing a completely new level of cooperation, a new level of product offering where you combine different services from different partners into a single product experience? Then it's the right time to think about ecosystems. Think about improved digital cooperation. And if you answer this, then it's the right time to think about blockchain technology and all the things around. So my advice is think about when you talk about platform, think about what you really want to achieve. This is my advice. Yeah, think about ecosystems.
Right. So a completely use case driven and benefit driven approach versus a technology driven approach.
Yeah.
Thomas, thank you so far, and thank you very much for joining our conversation. I learned a lot. Natalie, I think you also learned a lot, and you could also clarify some of your questions regarding blockchain.
Yes, thank you very much, Thomas. Thank you for those insights and these discussions.
Yeah. Thank you too for having me.
Sure. Thank you. And enjoy the day and until the next episode. Ciao.